Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco Pan's conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2017 results. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, ri.bancopan.com.br, and MZiQ platform with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the day they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Inácio Caminha, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Inácio Caminha, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the conference call for the results of Banco Pan in the third Q 2017. Starting with the highlights on page three, we'll see that Pan recorded a net income of 111 million reais, taking the nine-month results to a net income of 158 million. The total loan portfolio ended the quarter at 18.8 billion reais, stable in the 12 months, with the retail portfolio increasing and corporate loans reducing in line with the bank's strategy. In the retail origination, already considering the strategic repositioning, we originated a monthly average of 1.3 billion reais, led by payroll loans, which amounted to an average of 642 million reais per month. Our annual net interest margin was 16.8% in the quarter, in line with the last quarter and above the 14% of 3Q 2016. We ended the quarter with a consolidated shareholders' equity of 3.5 billion, and the Basel ratio advanced to 12.2%. As subsequent events, last week we announced the sale of our interest in Stone for 229 million reais, capturing a good opportunity. Yesterday, we announced a capital increase of 400 million reais, which will reinforce our capital and demonstrate the commitment and support coming from our controlling shareholders. In addition, the board of directors has nominated Mr. Luiz Francisco Monteiro as new CEO for Banco Pan. In the next slide, we have the composition of the interest margin. The net interest margin was 867 million reais in the quarter, generating an annualized NIM of 16.8%, maintaining a strong level even with lower volumes of credit assignments in the quarter. The Selic decline, combined with a higher level of active interest rates, have contributed to these results. In the next slide, we present the income statement. We see that the loan provisions have increased a little bit, reflecting specific situations remaining under control, which led us to a gross income of 590 million reais, an increase of 17% in 12 months. On operating expenses, we did some provisions to strengthen our balance. On administrative and personnel expenses, we noticed the effects of a tough cost control, and we'll see more further on. We also reduced the origination expenses. Our income from operations totaled 21 million reais, and we had a profit of 111 million reais in the quarter. Considering the year's results, we have reached a net income of 158 million reais. On page six, we have the retail origination detail. Here we can see the reflex of the strategic repositioning adopted by Pan. in the recent quarters, and be granted 3.8 billion of reais in retail credits in this quarter, representing a monthly average of 1.3 billion of reais. Payroll loans had an average origination of 642 million reais per month, with a significant participation of INSS. In vehicles, we generated 275 million reais per month, and in credit cards, we had a total of 328 million, being 269 million in institutional cards and 59 million in the payroll credit card. On page 7, we show the composition of the credit portfolio. In the first table, we see that payroll loans remains as the largest portfolio with 7.7 billion of reais. Then we see the vehicle portfolio with 5.8, and next comes the declining corporate portfolio with 2.4 billion. Payroll credit card remains stable at 1.2 billion, but increasing in the last 12 months. And the other products account for 9% of the portfolio. In the lower left chart, we see that the retained credit portfolio has remained stable during the year, with an increase of the retail portfolio, and in the quarter, the contraction is mainly related to the decrease of the corporate loans. The originated portfolio, which adds up the portfolio assigned to Caixa, ended the quarter at 36.7 billion of reais. On slide 8, we show the quality of the retained portfolio. In the first chart, we notice that our 90 days NPL ratio remains relatively stable in the last quarters, reflecting our conservative credit policies. In the lower left chart, we see the evolution of net provisioning expenses, which besides the slight increase in the quarter, remains under control. Regarding the credit collection, we keep reaching good results with some low-cost initiatives. Looking the lower right chart, we see the evolution of the AA to C ratings of the retail portfolio, totaling 93%, highly concentrated between AA and A. On page 9, we present the breakdown of the bank's costs and expenses, segregating the expenses related to the origination. Personnel and administrative totaled 275 million in the quarter, reducing 7% on the year, with a significant influence of the 20% contraction in personnel expenses in the past 12 months, reflecting our strong efficiency control. The bottom left chart reflects this evolution, showing the decrease in the number of employees over the last quarters, as well as the bottom right chart, which shows the evolution of the personnel and administrative expenses in relation to the originated portfolio. The reduction in the origination expenses in the quarterly comparison is mainly related to the lower percentage of commissions and also the lower volume originated in this quarter. In the next slide, we show the evolution of the payroll business, both loan and credit card. In the quarter, we originated a total of 2.1 billion of reais. And as we assigned part of the origination, the portfolio closed at 7.7 billion regarding the loans. And if we add the credit card, the portfolio reaches 9 billion of reais, which is 47% of Banco Pan's total credit portfolio. Analyzing the origination breakdown, the INSS represented 62%. And when we include the federal government and the army forces, the total federal risk responds to 91% of this production. In the rest, we have a great diversification. On slide 11, we have information about the vehicle segment. In the graph above, we see the origination and also the portfolio. The origination is in line with our strategic goals, focusing on multi-brand car dealers in motorcycles, with a total of 825 million in the quarter. The table below shows some information about the origination in these segments. For example, the high down payment ratio that we have. And the bank's repositioning has increased significantly the vehicle financing spread. On page 12, we see the corporate loans portfolio, which is running off. We closed the quarter at 2.4 billion, maintaining an appropriate risk diversification with high pulverization of the portfolio among different economic industries and also economic groups. And we also have a considerable level of guarantees. The 10 largest clients jointly accounted for only 3% of our total credit portfolio in the bank. On page 13, we show the evolution of the credit cards and insurance. In the credit cards, the portfolio ended the quarter at 928 million of reais, including 300 million with interest. And in insurance, we originated 47 million reais in premiums, the same volume and mix of last quarter. Funding is shown on slide 14. We closed the quarter at 19.2 billion, showing an increase of market investors on time deposits, and our digital platform keeps growing. And in the last slide, we have information about capital. Our Basel ratio rose 0.6 percentage points to 12.2% with 9% Tier 1 capital. Considering the 400 million reais capital increase announced yesterday, September's capital would go to 14.4%, bringing comfort to the implementation of Basel III and demonstrating also the commitment and support from our controlling shareholders. With that, we conclude the presentation and open the line for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing the pound key. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star 1. Since there seems to be no questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Inácio Caminha for his final remarks.
Okay, thank you all. Thank you for the presence, and see you next quarter.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.